Not only are 22% of Michigan residents behind on rent, but from April to June, Michigan had the third highest average unemployment rate in the country. Gilda Jacobs, the president and CEO of the Michigan League for Public Policy, says the COVID-19 relief plan proposed by Senate Republicans is simply not enough.
You know, I understand that, that the CARES package that there already was a stimulus, there already was money that was put into the economy, but now is not the time to stop. This is a time, again, when people are hurting. It is no fault of their own, and they're just trying to eke by every single day.
The Senate proposal would extend the enhanced unemployment benefits, but it would cut the weekly payments from $600 to $200 until states implement a system that replaces 70% of laid-off workers' wages. Additionally, the proposed bill would provide $70 billion to K-12 schools, distributing one-third to all districts and two-thirds to schools reopening for in-person instruction. Also, the proposal would end eviction protections for those who are behind on rent.
That the federal government has to go further, longer, until there is some real relief ahead, both in the economy and with the health of our residents.
The Michigan League for Public Policy is advocating for expanded unemployment insurance, additional funding for food assistance programs, and a temporary increase in the share of federal matching funds for Medicaid. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.